You might say, well, Pastor Joe, why weren't you in a rush too much? You can sense and feel the presence of God just coming in. And so you let God do what needs to be done. See, God can change a person's heart and life in an instant. My Lord. He can give direction in an instant. He can give peace. I know when I said peace, I felt the spirit of peace just fill this place. Because people are in a turmoil sometimes. You know, just with life. Huh? Yeah. Say yes. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. It's just, we need the peace of God. Even through a storm, you can have the peace of God. Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's the kind of God we serve. Amen. Amen. Page 1008, if you have this Bible. Psalms 125, starting with verse 1. They who trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abides forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forevermore, forever. Verse 3, for the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. 4, do good, O Lord, unto those who be good, and to them who are upright in their hearts. Verse 5, as for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. You know that first verse, he's talking about Mount Zion, that's really all about Israel and Jerusalem. Cannot be removed, but abides forever. Remember that. Those who trust in him, my Lord, trust in him. Praise God. Amen. Let's take our Bibles and make our declaration before him. If you would say, this is life. I will honor it today as this word brings life to my spirit. In Jesus' name. I want you to turn to Psalms chapter 85, please. Psalms 85. You know, sometimes in life, a lot of times in life, I say sometimes, but a lot of times in life, you know, the daily struggle of things can just wear down on you. You know, it just, maybe health problems, financial problems, life in general, taking care of everything in a home, job, children, you know, having to do all the things that need to be done to keep on going in life. And sometimes it may wear upon a person. That's why when we come to church, we seek the Lord and we need the revival of the God Spirit to be upon us, to revive that spirit on the inside of us, to breathe the breath of life spiritually in us so that life could grow from us. And, you know, and honestly, really, every day we need to get before the Lord. You know, that doesn't mean we may feel the presence of the Lord every day. I don't know. That's up to the Lord. But sometimes you may not. But to go before him and to give him those things that weigh upon your heart and your soul. But look at this verse, these verses, verse 6 and 7. And it says, will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Here we see, especially in verse 6, will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? You know, we need God to revive us. That's where revival comes from. You see, really all of us can have a personal revival taking place in us. I mean, that's just God working in us. I mean, it hurts at times, but it feels good. It's like it hurts as he takes out things, but it feels good that our God is caring about us and working in us and reviving those things in us, reviving those things maybe that have gone dormant, you know. And we need God to come in and touch us and be with us, reviving those things in us that would bring life to us and help us on our journey with us, with him. Because sometimes we may feel, you know, that death may be at our doorstep. Not so much physical, but even could be. But, you know, or just the spiritual death sometimes. It just feels like, Lord, you know, what's going on? And we need a revival to revive us on the inside. You know, the Bible says, seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Seek, that's a promise made to us. That if we get up during the night and we seek him, we will find him. There's no other promise like that. Well, there's a lot of promises from God. But God said, seek me. So when I get up at night, or you get up at night, or in the morning, or whatever it is during the day, as we're seeking him, he says, we shall find him. We're not going to walk around in the lost darkness and not find anything. We shall find him. He will keep his word because he is a man of his word. We shall find him. God is looking for people that have a heart for him. And I know everyone here has a heart for God. We may be on different whatevers, but we have a heart for God. We want God to move in our families. We want God to move in our own personal lives. We want God to move upon our jobs. We want God to move in our churches. We want to sense and feel the presence of Almighty God as we gather together and the anointing starts to flow. See, as it was getting a little quiet here for a little while, people were getting a little antsy because it's like, there's nothing going on. No music. No. Just like I've told our people on Wednesday nights, the Bible study. You know, we go to God every day and it says to our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We are to go to God in praise and worship and honor first. Then we're to give our petitions to him. Then I said, you know what you do? You kind of sit down and you just wait to listen to him. You see? I know we worship him and we praise him. And I know we give him our petitions. But you know what? That last part is the antsy part. Because it's like you sit down and you say, Lord, I just want to listen. Because you see, he might have something for you that day. You might say, well, will he always speak when I just... He could. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But he is our Father. Listen. Just sit there or lay down or whatever you got to, just being quiet before him without any noise on, no radio, no TV, no nothing like that, and just listen. And I know the first thing you're going to think of, did I turn off the coffee pot? Is the washer still on? I got to go cut the grass outside. You need to calm it down and say, no, I'm here because I want to worship my God and I want to listen to him. Look, he wants, and this is the big news, he wants fellowship with you. Ooh, he wants fellowship with you. He wants fellowship with you. Because you are the apple of his eye. You're the most important person to him. You might say, well, how can you say that? Everybody is. Everyone that has given their heart to Jesus Christ, you're the most important person to him. And he wants to have fellowship with you. He knows the stop signs down the road. He knows the yield signs down the road. He knows the things that are going to happen in the future. And he knows how to divert your life and to help you through this life till you are called home with him. So take that time a little bit and listen to him. Listen to that still small voice. He may give you direction that you've been praying about for a long time. He may give you the answer you need at that time, how to deal with a situation. How to go through the difficult times. Lord, we need a revival. Revival, so Lord, in our hearts and souls. Stir up those gifts and abilities and things on the inside of us that we can serve God with everything within us, my Lord. Psalms 139, verse 23 and 24, page 1016, says this. Search me, verse 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. This was David. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Now, we know David had some wicked ways, huh? You saying David, King David? Well, we can see from the pattern of his life, what he did. Now, he had a lot of good stuff, too. We need to pray that prayer. Lord, search me. Search me. Search me, O God, and know my heart. He knows our hearts. Try me and know my thoughts. That's the problem there, Lord, our thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Pray that prayer. He'll show you the wickedness in my heart and in your heart. See if there be any wicked way in us. You know, God wants to show us these things. God didn't just save your soul and my soul just to do whatever. God saved our souls, number one, so that, number one, we would have him as our Father. Number two, to get to heaven. Number three, and that's not in order, number three is to serve him with everything within us. He wants to take out wicked stuff in us. I know you and I think we're perfect. Should have said amen. But I know we all would say, I know we're not. We're not. But there may be some wicked stuff in us, people. And we need God to search our hearts. We need God to search our hearts. Wicked stuff. That phone, well, I have my phone right here, but your phone, be careful. You might say, well, Pastor, I don't know. If you can't control yourself on your phone, get rid of it. I'll be honest with you. Get rid of it and go get your phone where all you can do is just call people. I don't know how we did it 20 years ago without no phones. You ever lose your phone, you're in a panic? You forget where you left it, and oh Lord, where's my phone? Where's my phone? I mean, 20 years ago, we didn't have. I mean, look, if you had a phone in your house, you were doing good. But I tell you what, we need to be careful about things that we look at, what we put in front of our eyes, in front of our eyes. You know, the Bible says that it's in Psalms 110 or 112. It says, Don't place any wicked thing in front of your eyes. I know some of you are looking at, you sure it says that? Let me look it up. Because I didn't have it in my, but I know it does. I have to give you proof. Yeah, that's right. And so, you know, you have to be careful about what you're looking at. I'm going to get to it. You have to be careful about things, people. Well, I'm not sure now, but I know it's there. We got to be careful about anything we put in front of our eyes, people. And, you know, hey, look, you know, and I'm not saying, hey, you know, some things you're just driving, you're doing stuff, and it just come across, and okay. But we got to be careful what we put in our eyes willingly in front of us. Amen. Books, you got to be careful, people. Oh, yes. You can't just have any book, read any book, and think it's okay, even though it says Christian. Amen. The only safe book is what you got on your lap right now. That's the only safe one. That's the safe one. But be careful about those things. See, God is looking to search our hearts because we need God to search us. We need God to look in us and see if there's anything that needs to change. And look, let me tell you this. When he shows you something, it is him that will help you overcome it. We don't have to try to do it on our own, people. We give it to him, and when he zones in on something, he will help you to overcome those things as we place our faith and our trust in him, knowing that he is in control of all things. It says in Isaiah 65:24, that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. My Lord, people, as we are speaking, he's hearing it already. Yes, now, he didn't say that he would answer right away, but he does hear. So don't ever believe the enemy when he tells you that God doesn't hear your prayers. That is false. That is not truth. You might say, well, Pastor, I prayed about this and I prayed about that and nothing has happened. It still does not matter. The Word of God says in Isaiah that he hears our prayers from the moment that we speak it. See, that's faith to believe what God said he would do. So you might say, well, Pastor, I've been praying about something for 5 years. He heard it from the first time you prayed it. And he's working things out for your good. For your good. He hears your prayers. He sees what's going on in your life. He sees what's happening in the family. He sees what's happening with your spouse. He sees what's happening with your children. God is on the move, people. God is on the move. And he's moving and transforming and doing mighty things upon the earth today. He's not dead. But he's alive and well. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has in store for his people. My Lord, what a treasure. My Lord, makes you want to shout. Believing that God is in control. The world is not in control. People with authority are not in control. They might think so. But our God, who is upon the throne, is in control, and he knows what's going to happen. And let me tell you, he's in control of your life. You keep your faith and your trust in him and him alone. Amen. The devil will have the church looking to death almost. But God says he's come to give us life and to have it more abundantly. We're to have life and to share about the life giver to people that need help. That need help. My Lord, what a God we serve. What a God we serve. I know a few weeks ago, remember the guy that I prayed with or said I'd pray for that needed a job? He got his old job back. He got his old job back. Yesterday he told me that. I said, thank you. I've never told him I'm a preacher. Never. I just told him I'll pray for you. One day it'll come up. And he said, you know, thank you for being a good friend. This guy reminds me of my brother so much. I mean, it's just looks, everything. Just, it blows me away. But he's starting tomorrow. his old job back. He's just like, he said, man, I prayed and I felt like, I said, but God can move. I know he can. He's not even a Christian. I mean, you know, as far as a born again Christian that I know of, I mean, you know, you can see the fruits and there's just, you know. But to see how God has given him mercy. It says the goodness of God draws people to him. One day, it will open up that I can share Jesus Christ with him. One day. It's coming. And I'm going to rejoice and thank the Lord that another soul will be snatched from the pit of hell. People, our job is not to fight with other Christians. Our job is not to fight with other churches. Our job is not to fight with one another. And we don't. Might say, man, you haven't been in miles. I'll fight with my husband and my wife. Man, okay. Well, just keep it in your house. Our job is to share Jesus Christ with people. No matter what. Look, let me tell you this. You might say, well, I don't go around people that I, you know, whatever, that I feel need the Lord, but pray and say, Lord, give me somebody. Look, there's a lot of people in this world and a lot of people that need Jesus. Don't be scared to share about Jesus Christ and what he's done for you. You might say, well, Pastor, I'm not perfect. Well, welcome to the crowd. Who is? We just serve a perfect God that is looking to take out wickedness from our hearts and lives and to help us and to search our hearts. You keep on giving. You keep on serving God. You keep on witnessing and sharing about Jesus Christ. You keep on giving what God has given you. Keep on praying with people that need prayer. Whatever it is, you keep doing because you're furthering the kingdom of Almighty God upon the earth. It's not this church. It's not no other church. But it's the kingdom of Almighty God that we want to further in this world. Amen. The kingdom. Because one day Jesus is coming. And one day every one of us will close our eyes if he doesn't come before. And breathe our last breath upon this earth. Close our eyes and we'll be in either, hopefully, heaven. We have an assurance if we give our hearts to him. And I know every one of you have. That heaven will be your home. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We can rest assured. You know, you might say, well, Pastor, are you scared to die? No, I'm not scared to die. I don't want to die right now because there's a lot of things I feel God wants me to do. You should never die before your time. Amen. Suicide? Get that out your mind. Don't do that. Don't step over that boundary. Don't do it. Nope. But don't die before your time. You might say, well, Pastor, I don't know what God wants me to do. Seek him. Praise him. Honor him. And then sit before him and say, Lord, show me what you have for me. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man, but it has entered into the heart of God, what God has in store for us. Don't think just because of where you live, who you are, your status financially, whatever it is, don't think that God doesn't have great things for you. Yes, he does. He's looking for a people who are willing to step out, trust him, have faith in him, believe him for the supernatural. Amen. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Don't think you're just little here over there in Kaplan, Gaydon, whatever, for me and Passion. God can't use. Yes, he can. He can do great and mighty things as we wait upon him. He can call those things that are not as though they are, my Lord, if he does it. That's the kind of God. that you can walk in assurance to believe him. God didn't say we had to understand it all. We'll never understand God, everything. There's no way. He far outshines every one of us by far in wisdom. So what do, we trust him. Lord, I don't know where to go tomorrow as far as with this situation. But Father, I trust you that every step I take, Lord, it's been ordered by you. That you are my God, you are my Lord, that you're helping me to get through to the other side, Lord. That, Father, you're going to give me favor everywhere I go. That the anointing of the Spirit of God is upon my life. That you're going to lead me and guide me. You need a new job? Pray for it. Brody got a new job. Better than ever before, huh? Sometimes it's hard to walk through the valley. But you have to have a valley experience to have the mountain experience. A lot of times we don't want to go through the valley, but then we never see the mountaintop. Oh, that's a sermon in itself. Yeah. Got to walk through the valley. When you don't feel God, you don't sense him, you don't feel, we don't serve him by feelings though, okay? But we do want to have the little goosebumps every once in a while, huh? You do. And we want to sense and feel. And hey, sometimes we're just drudging along in that valley saying, Lord, I don't know, but I trust you, Lord. You're my God, my Lord. And you stand up and say, Lord, I'll get to the other side. Because that's the kind of God we serve. He's a mighty God that can move mountains. But we have to make sure that our foundation is sure in him, people. We need to have him as the rock of our foundation, of our souls, people. Because let me tell you, the winds will come. The storms will rise up. Storms of life, people. Things will come our way. But you stand on the rock. You may have to bend every once in a while, but that's okay. The rock is firm. It's Jesus Christ. Stand upon him, letting him move within your heart and life, people. Letting him work in you. Look, there's a lot of surgery that needs to happen in every one of us. A lot. We have to let him move and take out those things. Everybody's here has been hurt by so many people, huh? We can't let that hurt keep us from becoming what God wants. That's why the Bible talks about forgiveness so much. Forgive. Forgiveness. And that's not an easy thing, huh? It's not easy to forgive sometimes. But it's for our benefit. You know, I will never understand some people. I just don't. I don't know if God understands them, and that's being laughable, but I know he does, but I'm just saying I don't even know if God understands them. I don't know if God understands me half the time sometimes. But you see, we still have to let God be God in every one of us, no matter what. Stand firm in what God has done and is doing in your heart and in your life. Don't frustrate the grace of God, as it says in Galatians 2:20 and 21. Don't frustrate the grace of grace. The grace is unmerited favor towards an undeserving people. God has given us favor. His grace has been given to us. Don't frustrate it. Grace has been bestowed because of the cross of Calvary. That's all. Not because we deserve it, grace. Not because we've earned it. We can't earn it. We can't buy it. We can't pray enough for it. We can't fast enough for the favor of God or the grace of God. He gives it to us because the Father gives it to us because of what Jesus did at Calvary's cross. And in Him moving in our hearts and in our lives, the power of Almighty God, let Him work and keep working in us and through us. And don't give up. And you know, every once in a while we might need a little help from a fellow believer. That's okay. I know every one of us in here, if I told you something and I said, I need help with this, I know you would jump up to do it. And myself to you. Because we all need sometimes help. Sometimes we may need somebody to come and raise our hand on the left side. And sometimes we might need the on the right side, Aaron and to help. We all need help at times. Let God work within your heart and life. You keep seeking Him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you, my Lord. Seek Him. You can never go wrong in seeking God. Amen. Never, never. Let the power of Almighty God envelop you. Get in your home and praise God. Praise Him. Give Him your needs. He knows what you need. And then just sit and listen for a while. And it might be hard at first. I'm telling you. To just nothing on. Nothing. And just listen. Lord, talk to me. Seek ye first the kingdom. Seek Him like never before. Hunger for your God. Of all that Christ has done for us, He's looking for souls that will give everything for Him. In the New Testament, it says that the people just sold everything they had. I mean, that was them, whatever. And they helped the poor and did whatever. That's just God moving. Different people, different era. So, but we let God do what He needs to do. Amen. You may stand, please.